Oh, well, I suppose Chris Miles is available now.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.
No, it's David Moyles, for goodness sake. Although he might have done a better job if it had been Chris Miles.
No.
See what we did there? I don't know.
Terrible.
Don't worry, Ita. We appreciate the fact that you're there in all sorts of ways. Personally, Rob, my campaign for the summer, before we actually move into the audio companion podcast for issue 546 of Fly Me to the Moon with the legend that is Robert Nichols, we have to turn around and say, surely the number one candidate for taking over at Old Trafford has to be Paolo Di Canio.
Oh, that would be lovely, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Possibly assisted by Gordon Strachan, methinks.
This is a dream team, isn't it?
I think so. You know. And in case people are thinking, Moyes for Karanka, remember what happened the last time we had a ginger soul in charge of club. That's all I should say. It's not prejudice.
No.
It's just, you know, that there's a certain
we'll leave it
Gord.
There.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Who I think, you know, and there we go. So that's the national side of things. We are here at a time where it has to be stated that the wrong car park was used, Rob. I mean, this is.
Yeah, I have a lucky car park when I come to this
studio at the
studio, and actually, I went to the car park that I haven't parked in the whole of this season.
All the season, and two straight defeats.
Yes, that was first.
Disaster.
I think there might be something else behind it, but.
Is it just that.
Best to blame myself.
The club like 13. You know, they're like that place. You know, it's comfortable.
Yeah.
It's a comfy part of it. You're not going to be relegated. It's just too frightening to think of. You know, eighth at one stage.
Yes, that's right.
Looking to motor on.
Yes.
And then suddenly Ian Holloway does something astonishing and gets points for his side.
Yes, I guess the warning signs were there. We talked about the fact that they'd won away at Wigan and then they'd drawn in that midweek, scoring in the last minute. And they were closing in on Charlton and Blackpool, who were dropping like a stone. I think there was a lot of self-inflicted problems for us. Easter's always a big turning point, but we'd gone with three at the back at Burnley because needs must in a way. We hadn't got anybody else fit, and it was an astute way of counteracting Burnley, but we really shouldn't have done that at home when we had to win. And I don't really point the finger as much at the players not wanting it as much. I think it was a managerial error. A manager who's learning on the job put together a team of players that weren't used to playing with each other in that formation, or players playing totally out of position. And it reminded me of the trip that we had at Doncaster, which was the first after the transfer window, when we had a lot of new players coming in and the players played like strangers, and I felt they did again on that Saturday. And we couldn't get it back for the Tuesday, I think, because we'd lost everything on that Saturday. It was a big disappointment. But I think you would put it down to a new head coach learning about the English game and learning about his players, and perhaps making a change that he should not have left his right back out, Varga, who's been so consistent, and we got hammered down that flank trying to play centre halves in that position.
We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons and the sun, but the wine and the song, like the seasons, all have gone.
Mm-hmm.
Doom, 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 doom. Goodbye, Papa, it's time to...
Yeah.
1974, when Terry Jacks went to number one with Seasons in the Sun. Never thought I'd see Chris Bartley actually incorporate Seasons in the Sun in terms of 2013-14. How is it for you? But he does make the line about, obviously, lessons being learned and so on. It's a dreadful phrase, though. You would have thought that surely they could actually have sorted this whole thing through. The strangest of seasons, says Chris Bartley.
Yeah.
Campaign ebbed away in 2012-13. He was very optimistic about the 2013-14 campaign. I think we all were, and it does sort of reflect on the Barnsley side of things that I suspect that Signor Mowbray, wherever he happens to be, will probably be turning around thinking, well, actually, the Barnsley was one of the key reasons why he's no longer in charge of the club, really.
Yes, that's right. 3-0 down at half-time.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think Barnsley themselves might have thought they were quite in the predicament of actually going down a division at that stage, but it looks highly likely that in two concluding games that we'll be able to actually sort of wish... au revoir and farewell to both Barnsley and Yeovil.
That's right, yeah. I hope that if you think back to last season, we played our last game away at Sheffield Wednesday, And Sheffield Wednesday needed to win to be certain to stay up, and basically we couldn't have really made it easier for them. And that really sticks with you, that through the summer that you've played in such a spineless way, really. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it many times with lots of different managers at Middlesbrough. You mustn't do that. You must go out really trying in the last two games.
We were talking the last podcast with the fine soul who made his debut, of course, Joe Nicholson,
yes.
And there was the line of exit velocity, and it is a line that if you finish strongly, it can carry on very much into the next season. You know, admittedly, some promoted teams that sort of don't have that. But in the division itself, you know, that does kind of hang over. And I think that it is sort of important, if only for season card holders or vacillators and such like.
Well, that's right. It was the early bird deadline, which was... which is referred to on the front cover of the fanzine, which was from a nice. I don't know whether you saw the video. Did you see the video?
Is that a bit of falconry that we've actually got there with Woody?
You might not have seen the YouTube video last week of Woody's new bird. It was quite a hit and a miss with a lot of people. It got a lot of newspaper.
Well,
publicity.
Let's face it, she's not Katie, is she, really? I mean, no. I think it was Kate, the former Big Brother contestant.
Kate Lawler,
that used to be. At one stage, I thought they might have actually been the sort of northeast version of Posh and Becks. But, maybe it was she liked the Disco Decks too much, did Kate? You know, she's like mixing things around. Whereas
nocturnal.
But one has to say, maybe Jonathan needs to sort of think about getting a grip, like the bird does. Get a grip. It's not just the fine soul, that's Bob Fisher, that can occasionally come out with captions. Although I have to say, getting a mention in the same paragraph is very, very impressive.
Yeah.
It's worth getting the magazine just for that alone, really. Still to come on the show, we'll talk about the awards of the season that came through. We've got the views of Claire Craig, you see, he's so excited he can't even sort of get the gender right.
You are excited.
We have got Claire Bowdler.
Bowdler.
And of course the entitled Ernst Heisenberg. We're going to be thinking about Roy Chatto, who rightly gets a full interview to himself these days in the whole piece, and we'll be finding out about Ayresome Park and a few other sort of areas as we can rediscover Ayresome Park, as opposed to watching some sort of event that I believe features a coastal town called Hull, I believe, and another sort of North London side. I think it's taking place sometime in May.
Hi, this is Jean Bruce Scott.
And Randy Reinholz.
And when we're not busily producing some of the most outstanding Native American theater in Los Angeles,
we always like to check out the best of British audio adventures with Alex Lefchuk and his team of the Midweek Drive.
And Midweek Drive morning editions on Siren FM.
And Southside Broadcasting. .podbean.com.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential and nursing care center situated at the heart of Middlesbrough, providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential, nursing and dementia service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 22 33 34. That's 01642 22 33 34. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration. With a high-spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225
grams of magnesium. Hang on, slow down. One tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondence from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.
Although, intriguingly, in the current edition of the Podcast Companion 2, issue 546, the last game of the season, of course, home to Barnsley for Borough, I see, Rob, that you've actually gone to the Victoria Ground. Or, let's say the Victoria Ground.
Victoria Park, no?
Victoria Park.
You're living in the past there.
It has been said many times. to pay a visit to our near neighbours, Hartlepool, of course.
Yes, because, and I'm correcting you with Victoria Park, because it was called Pack the Park on Twitter. It was a Twitter campaign. It was £5 to get in, sit anywhere apart from where the season ticket holders was. And it was absolutely packed. It was nearly 5,000 fans. A tremendous atmosphere. But in the early stages of that match, on Easter Monday, it seemed to be that it backfired because Hartlepool quickly went 1-0 down, and then they lost a man sent off in the second half, and suddenly it looked as if they were staring into the abyss, because they were, at the time, we were only a couple of points above the relegation trapdoor, which is the relegation out of the league. And suddenly there's you've got nearly 5,000 people, you're in immense pressure. But give Colin Cooper all the credit, he brought on two substitutes who turned the match, and it was a phenomenal finale. Morecambe themselves needed the points, and for them to be coasting at 1-0 up with 10 men must have been a horror show for them. So it was a 2-1 victory, and Jack Barmby, son of Nick, make us feel all old, he scored the final goal. He took it really, it was a really cool finish, right? And in the end, we were all looking at our watches, to, hoping that they'd, all the time added on would go as quickly as possible, and it did, and there was big celebrations on the field, and it, I don't go to Hartlepool very often, but that was, it was a real event, real occasion, and the Pack the Park had totally worked, and, it's great that, that almost certainly, a steward, a league start next season, which is good news, and maybe something that, you know, a good turn for Colin Cooper, and maybe something he can build on now, and build on something with the fans as well.
Very much so, because, as many clubs have found, including Luton Town, who obviously returned to the
league.
Yeah,
that's right.
It can be quite a way, and let's not even get started on Darlington.
No, it's taken Luton 5 years to come back. Yeah. And of course, remember that they were kicked out of the league. They were deducted a ridiculous amount of points. So,
I've never forgiven David Pleat for running across Main Road. Yeah. It's going to happen in any way, shape, or form.
Hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah, precisely. So it's like that. Joe Nicholson's results. He had Dimi Konstantopoulos as the man of the match against Millwall, which is quite interesting, I think, from that perspective. Is the rumour suggesting that Kenneth Amaro and Nathaniel Chalabar, that one will stay, one may go, or is it just a case of, well, we don't quite know here?
I think if you want Kenneth Amaro to stay, then obviously we had to make a sort of entreaties to Chelsea early, because he's going to play in the World Cup, and he could be a big performer for Nigeria in the World Cup, so there'll be a lot of people courting him. Of course, Chalabar stepped up, didn't he, in the latter part of his loan spell, scoring a good goal. Be interesting to see whether Chalabar starts again in the last two games, and I suppose the same could be for Omaru, because Ayala's fit again. I'm saying that because now we're finished, and do we look for next season? Adam Reach is back on loan from his last loan spell at Bradford. Bradford won him for the whole of next season. He's played nearly 40 starts this season. Yeah. Hopefully, he says he hopes he's on the bench. I hope he starts the last two games, and we can see if he can do it in the Championship on the left wing. I'm sure he can. He'll have learnt a lot, and that is what we need to be looking at now. Things that we can build on for the future. Interestingly, Sir Karanka said today that he's not necessarily going to bring in Spanish players. He realises now that he has to look for good players wherever they're from. It could be players that can handle this league, and he's not sure that the Spanish players that he had thought of bringing over can actually handle the pressures of the Championship, all the games.
I was quite surprised to find that Shay Given was not the signing of the season. It was actually Kenneth Amaro. I thought Given might have actually sort of picked up one of the end of season poll awards, but he didn't.
Well, I thought it was interesting that basically a loan signing got signing of the season. Anyway, it was Shay Given second to Kenneth Amaro. And sometimes it's a case of people not having, if you look at a lot of the answers, sometimes it's a case of people not having very long memories as well.
Well, yes, Millwall at home, maybe not the worst match of the season, but words to summarise the season: frustrating, disappointing, consistently inconsistent, wasted, slightly below average, let down, chore, possible green shoots now. Still, never mind.
But we have to say the player of the season.
Player of the season is, of course, the one and only Adoma.
Albert Adoma, who isn't the signing of the season, but is the player of the season, so that's...
Well, it just goes to show, sometimes, you know, the great British public, indeed the Borough supporting part of it, just...
And hats off to Ben Gibson as well, who's everybody voted for as the young player of the season, which is a good accomplishment. Yeah, he's probably got conceded the highest number of penalties, I think. I think he's conceded 6. So, but despite that, he's everybody's young player of the season. Yeah,
which is excellent stuff. Claire Bowdler.
Yep.
Very keen on Albert Adoma's goal versus Doncaster and Jacob Butterfield's goal against Birmingham. But ultimately sums up with the notion of she was pleased in the way in which the team went to Burnley with a depleted squad, put bodies on the line, showing a real will to win.
Yeah.
Let's hope that Aito Karanka's friend Joseph Aridio can say the same thing about his Chelsea side at Liverpool later on, but that's about it.
Whichever Chelsea side. Yeah,
well, precisely. Ernst Heisenberg, of course, writing that the season ticket continues to represent great value for money, although he does actually raise this whole notion of the change around in the ground.
Yeah.
And a little plea to dads with very young children who aren't interested and don't have enough sweets, chips or fizzy pop in the world to keep them quiet. No, Ernst, it's the sweets, chips and fizzy pop that actually makes them noisy. in the first place.
Yeah.
That's the flaw in the argument.
Yes.
But yes, the line about delightful youngsters kicking the backs of seats for 90 minutes. clearly, I suspect he's just not happy with that, really.
A bit grumpy.
Yeah.
But
as he rightly says, I hope this fanzine, Flying to the Moon, continues. It is an absolute bind. Making a fanzine. From soliciting articles, editing, getting the work to the printer, picking up the finished article, and distribution all within a tight schedule. And we would, as ever, like to ensure that the endorsement is there, because we say, hail Rob Nichols! Only a matter of time before the knighthood approaches. Yes, it's very good.
By the night.
Yeah, exactly. All positive stuff there. Okay, moving on. There are a couple of interesting things still to come as far as Borough are concerned. The Middlesbrough Ladies' Cup Final, for instance.
Sunday, at Get Along, exactly. North Riding Cup Final at Stokesley's Football Ground, which is just opposite Stokesley Baths on the road out to Broughton, just at that roundabout. And get along and support the ladies' team. A lot of them are quite young players, and they've done really well this season. They've done well to reach a final that they won last season, I believe.
They haven't been signed up by Manchester City Ladies yet, then?
Not as yet, no.
A range of,
no, some people have far more resources than some clubs have far more resources than them. And comedian Pat Monahan was on hand again to talk about them this week, because he sponsors one of the players and takes a keen interest in them. So
it's fantastic. And tickets are mere £2 for adults, £1 for children. It's Broughton Road, Stokesley, opposite the baths. And as you rightly said, Rob, it takes place on Saturday at the home of Stokesley.
Sunday.
Oh, right. Oh, you see, time. What did I say about time? It's all over the whole place, of course.
They're not going head to head with the Middlesbrough match.
Of course not. It's Middlesbrough FC Ladies versus York City. We mentioned that Arsenal Hull City game. Although I do believe that for once in a wee while, there won't be any other Premiership matches played on that particular day. So
no,
interesting shift.
It's still 5 o'clock kickoff, though. I think, isn't it?
Obviously, television has to have its lines from that point of view. And you have the opportunity at 12 noon, though, to actually build up to the whole sort of scenario by rediscovering Ayresome Park. This is a tour which you're hosting, Rob?
I am, yes.
A special FA Cup final day walk around the former home of Middlesbrough FC.
Yes, we will walk along and tread in the footsteps of legendary...
The midfield isn't actually the midfield, though, is it?
No, it's not the midfield. It could be. It's not the middle of the park.
Because when I was walking through that...
Should be the defence.
Yes, exactly. I was thinking, I used to have a season ticket with the Warwick Street part of the ground.
Warwick Street, Warwick Street's still there, of course.
Yes.
Next to the school.
Precisely. And I thought, actually, when I was sitting here now, the midfield, that would have been outside the ground where the midfield is actually located.
You can actually rediscover
Ayresome Park at the Holgate Wall, which, of course, the Holgate at the end of Clive Road.
The Holgate Wall is the last bit of the ground that's left, but we can walk around and I'll show you where different parts of the ground were, and we can all bring back memories of that we had in 93 years of we obviously didn't suffer for 93 years myself, but in 93 years we were a football club at Ayresome Park.
Exactly. So you can follow in the footsteps of Bergrates Mannion, Wilfaiz, Matt Campbell, George Hardwick, of course, Brian Clough, John Hickton, Bernie Slaven, and so on. Bark at the Moon, there is a letter from Woking Red here with the final PS, heartfelt. Please keep Ledesma item. He's an awesome left foot and is always worth a place in the squad or bench to add something different. And I think we'd agree with respect to that. So that brings us neatly to the end of the season companions as far as Football Army to the Moon is actually concerned. But I think a little treat we can reveal is there will be an audio World Cup special coming up.
Why not?
At least one.
Sort of
see how Roy Hodgson's team perform over in that Brazilian place.
Yes, that Brazilian place.
Exactly. And, of course, we might have a little sort of summation of Borough and a new season signings, etc. That's assuming I can actually get the articulation sorted.
Plenty of time to work on that.
You'd almost think I've been taking lessons from Neil Madison, though, wouldn't you? Sorry, Neil. Sorry. We know that you work so closely with respect to Ali. Okay, there we are. That's a wrap, and that means we've got seven more words to say. Or should we mention Yeovil? I mean, should we have predictions? I mean, what we really need, to be absolutely honest, is Borough 7, Barnsley 0, Yeovil 0, Borough 4, you know? I think that would be fine.
That would be good.
Yeah, that would I would give us a summer holiday to
would,
sort of think about that.
I would really like to bow out with two victories. I hope we can. I really hope we can.
Which end of the car park have you parked in today?
I've parked in the correct car park.
Sorted then. The winning car park. Exactly. Thanks, obviously, to some of our assistants over the season, Jenny Finch, Joe Nicholson, and so on and so forth. If you'd like to sort of take part, because I think we can more or less say, hopefully, the physicality will be back next season as well with all sorts of things, but the Fly Me to the Moon podcast will continue into the...
If I get a lot of people contacting me saying, keep going, it'll encourage me to keep going.
And how do they contact you, Rob?
They can email me at robshrug@gmail.com.
And those last seven words are?
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough.
Come on, Borough, and up the Borough. Seven simple words, a lifetime of entertainment.